Why did God rescue his people? This week, we've been reading this true story. Now, it's been in the book of Exodus in the Bible. Exodus means exit, not Brexit, but that kind of exit, where you go away. And God's people were going away from Egypt, from the land of slavery, to the promised land. Now, why? Why did God rescue these people? That's kind of what Wayne was complaining about. I think Wayne would have been quite happy back in Egypt, actually. Now, why did God bother? What's wrong with staying there with the cucumbers? Now, children, you know the answer to that. What was the people's job, boys and girls, when the Hebrews were, when they were in Egypt, and you gave me the answer there, what was their job? What did they do? Someone shout out. That's too much. Brilliant, they were slaves. Yeah, there was Pharaoh, wasn't there? Pharaoh was the king, and Pharaoh, he was really mean. He made them work, 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 build, build, build. So the first day was being about slaves. The second day was about slaves. See, God cared for people. And God sent Moses. And Moses went to Pharaoh, and Moses said to Pharaoh, God says, let my people go. And the children know this. Pharaoh, he said, no. Again, Pharaoh, he said, no. Well done. So God sent plagues, miracles, to show Pharaoh that God was king. Things like frogs jumping out of the river into their baths and their frosty bowls and everything else. Things like massive hailstones, darkness for 3 days, the plagues. Slaves, plagues, and then saved. That was the third day. See, the last plague, very serious one. Pharaoh had been so weak that God said, I'm going to come through the land. And every firstborn son in the land will die. But God said, here's a way that you can be saved. Here's a way that you can be saved. Take a lamb, kill the lamb, and paint its blood over the doorframe. It's pretty gruesome. But the lamb was dying, so the child could not have to. And Pharaoh, he said, go. He said, go. And so the last day was the way. Slaves played, saved waves. And when they got to the sea, and God blew a great wind and blew apart through the sea, and God's people walked through, you might think that's hard to believe. But if you make the assumption that there is no God, then you have to find other solutions. But if you allow in our minds there could be a God who created the world, who holds the forces of physics in balance, then these things are not so surprising. Well, question then is why? Why did God save people? Why did he rescue them from Egypt? Maybe we're Christians today. Why did God rescue us not from being slaves to Egypt? Why did he rescue us from being slaves to the sin, wrong things that we do? Why? Sometimes it feels hard to be a Christian. Why bother? What's the point? Maybe you're not a Christian. And you might wonder, well, what would God want with me? Fast forward 40 years, and God's people get to the other side of the desert, to a river, and they're about to cross into the promised land. And Moses speaks to them, and we just had it in our Bible reading. And Moses tells them why. Four answers. The first is this: God rescued his people to be his treasure. To be his treasure. I need a volunteer. Come and help me, please. Eleanor, thank you. Brilliant. Come on up, brother Eleanor. I want you to come and dig in my bag here. I don't think it's alive. Can you dig something out of there? What's the first thing you find? Big one. Well done. It's a treasure box. Brilliant. Thank you. What do you think that's full of? Treasure. Brilliant. Eleanor, you can take a seat. Thank you. And God rescued his people to be his treasure. Now you can see that if you look on your service sheet, look on verse, the little number, little verse 6, where it says, for you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you out of all the peoples on the face of the earth to be his people, his treasured possession. God has chosen you, Moses said to those Hebrews, to be his treasure. It's brilliant. Maybe you've got a treasure possession. Maybe you've got a special teddy bear, or a toy, or a grown-up, a car, jewelry. You've got a treasured possession, and you love it. That's how God felt about his people. God rescued his people to be his treasure. Imagine not just having treasure. Imagine being treasure. It's a wonderful thing. Jesus told some stories about things that were lost, which were found. And at the end of the story, the one he found him rejoiced. He meant that he'd come to find us, that we should be God's treasure. I think we want to be special. Maybe we want to be like Emmett in the Lego movie. We want to be special, the special one. But so often we don't feel special. So often we feel very not special. And it's a wonderful thing if we trust in Jesus that we are special to God. Now you might think, God, why? Why did God choose them, those people, to be his treasure? And the answer is secondly, because, well, it's not. It's not because they were great. Well, I'm in the way now, but it's not because they were great. Look at verse 7, would you? Can you see verse 7? Here's why he didn't choose you. The Lord did not set his affection on you and choose you because you were more numerous than all the other peoples, for you were the fewest of all peoples. In other words, Moses says to them, can you imagine we're there? We're by the river, about to enter the promised land, sat on the grass, and Moses says, God did not rescue you because you were great, for you were not great, he says. In fact, two chapters later, he says, God didn't rescue you because you were good, but you weren't particularly good, he says. Remember Wayne, he was a bit like Mr. Grumble here, wasn't he? Graham doesn't grumble a lot in real life. Graham's very thankful in real life. But Wayne, he grumbled a lot, didn't he? And we can be a bit like that sometimes, can't we? God didn't choose them because they were great. Now, you might be wondering, what's in my treasure chest? Can I have a volunteer to come open my treasure chest? Immediately. Come on up. If I call someone up and tell you the wrong name, you will tell me that off 20. Very good. Well done, well done. Well done. There you go. Can you dig it out? Well done. Can you wave it? Show it high. Well done, brilliant. What is it? It's a rock. Brilliant, thank you. Now, do you think a rock is really precious and useful and valuable and wonderful? Would you go to the shop and spend lots of money for a rock? No, you're right. Well done. Take yourself, well done. Isn't that a strange thing? That my treasure in my box is a rock, and it's not a special rock, it's just a very ordinary stone. This is my treasure. And it was a strange thing that God showed these people, even though they were so grumbly and so complaining, and they weren't that special, but God chose them anyway to be his treasure. Now, that's good news for us. See, I think sometimes we get this wrong. I think sometimes we think the way to get to God, the way to be friends with God, the way to get to heaven is to try and work our way there. To try and climb the rungs, try and be really good, to try and impress God and be better than other people and be really proud about our performance. I think I've got there. But that's not the way. God chose these people not because they were great. So why did he choose them? See, Jesus said, even if we get to the top of this, even if we're good on the outside, there's still loads of horrid stuff inside that keeps on bubbling up. So what? Why did God choose them to rescue them? Thirdly, because God loves. Because God loves. Look at verse 8, would you? Verse 8. But here's the answer. But it was because the Lord loved you and kept the oath he swore to your ancestors that he brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the land of slavery from the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. It was because the Lord loved you. That's why God chose them. See, it was not because they were lovely. They weren't particularly. It was because God was very loving. And because God had promised to their great-great-great-great-grandparents. rescue them. God rescues people because he loves them. Now, I need one more volunteer. I've got something else in my bag. Where's it gone? Here's my bag. Yes, Alexis. Brilliant. Thank you. Dig around in there. What can you find? Thank you very much. What is it? It's a dog, a teddy dog. Well, you can take a seat, Alexis. This is mine. This was my teddy when I was a boy. Still is my teddy. He's called Dogger. I love him very much. He's not very impressive to look at. He hasn't got any fur left. His face is all, well, it's been stitched up again. He's lost his mouth. And, well, his kind of stuffing is coming out. He's not very impressive. But I love him. And, well, no particular reason except for he's my teddy that I love. And God was a bit like that with his people. Why did God rescue them? Because God loves. Now you might think that's a bit, you know, a bit fluffy, a bit mushy, a bit childish, a bit empty. But God's love is nothing like that. God's love is very costly. Do you know what? God loves us so much that he sent his son, the Lord Jesus. You might know that famous verse, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. He was born as a baby. He grew up, he never grumbled. He never complained. He was perfect. And yet he died, the Bible says, in my place. Take the punishment that I deserve for my grumbling and complaining, my sin. So that God can forgive me, so I can be friends with him. That's what it means to be rescued by God today. And it's because God loves us. It's a wonderful news. Well, say what? Say what? Fourthly and finally, so let's love God. So let's love God. Now, can you see this with me in verse 9? Verse 9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God. He is the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. To 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commands. So let's love God. Let's love God. He doesn't rescue us because we're good, but he does rescue us to make us good. Got one last illustration, one last volunteer. Last chance. Summer. So sorry if you didn't get a chance. Well done. Brilliant. Now this one is rather special. Can you feel the paper off, please? See that? Can you feel that? Can you feel that there? Brilliant. Well done. Thank you. What is that? A painting. Brilliant. Now, Summer, do you think this painting is finished? No. You're quite right, Summer. Take a seat. Well done. Well done. You're quite right, Summer. Well done. My friend Colin lent me this painting, which he's been working on. You'll agree, he's done a great job so far. But it's not finished yet, is it? This bit is finished. That bit needs some work. Now, why doesn't he have it on his desk? Not because it's perfect, it's not perfect yet, by any means. He's got it on the desk because he's still working on it. That's how God relates to us. He doesn't choose us because we're perfect, by no means. Good news for me. But he does choose us to make us a bit more like him. He's working on us. And so let's love God. That is the right solution. That is the right answer. Now I've lost my notes. I think they're here. It's a busy time of year, isn't it? New starts. New starts at school. New starts at work. Lots to do, lots of things back. Let's make sure we get the first things first. And let's remember first to love God. To love him with our family. Love him. When you go into school or to work, remember, I'm here to love God. Maybe you're here and you're not a Christian. And you're very welcome indeed. Thank you for coming. Maybe you've got questions, things you don't agree with, things you don't understand. Please ask your questions. Come on to the meal, the One Life meal. You'll hear lots of questions answered there. pick up a book. I've got a table outside of some free books. They are aimed at adults, I'm afraid. But they are brilliant. They're completely free. I don't want to have to take them at home. So please pick up a book. That might answer some questions. But maybe God has a question for us today as we close. Maybe his question is, have you received my rescue? It's as if God has sent the helicopter down in the person of Jesus, his death and resurrection. He sent the rope down. Have we picked up the rope? Have we taken God's hand by trusting the Lord Jesus?